I'd hate to think Jaina's confidence in you is misplaced. Tahiri frowned.
Jaina's confidence?
She glanced down at the datapad.
I thought she was still inside the Jedi Temple.
She is, Jagged said. And no, I haven't heard if the shields are down yet. This is something she suggested after their last attempt failed.
You calmed to ask her for advice?
Tahiri asked.
In the middle of a battle?
Not quite, Jagged said. She calmed me. They were trying to regroup, and she had a few minutes, so she asked HQ to set her up with an S-thread feed. There was a hint of sorrow in his eyes, and Tahiri knew there had been more to the conversation than Jag would share in front of his subordinates. Probably Jaina had asked to speak with him because she feared it might be her last chance to say goodbye. Tahiri held Jag's gaze a bit longer than was needed, letting him know she understood how difficult it must be for him to be here instead of helping Jaina on Coruscant, then flashed him a supportive smile.
And when you and Jaina ran out of other things to talk about, the conversation naturally turned to Dala, Tahiri said. Jaina suggested a way to deal with her.
Something like that, Jagged said. He turned to Rej and Dajor. Jedi Solo has a wonderfully devious mind, when the occasion demands.
Behind every great leader stands a great advisor, Dajor said tightly. However, you might want to keep her role confidential until after she becomes an Imperial citizen, don't you think?
Jaina?
Tahiri gasped, unable to contain her shock at the idea.
An Imperial citizen?
Of course, Rej said, scowling at her. If she's going to marry the head of state, she'll become a citizen of the Empire.
Trying not to laugh, Tahiri looked to Jagged.
I'll bet that conversation went well, she said. I'd give anything to see Han's face when someone tells him that his only daughter will have to join the Empire to marry you.
We haven't actually discussed that yet. Jagged paled at the thought, then gathered himself with a shudder. Then stop trying to change the subject. Do you know what I need you to do, or don't you? Tahiri thought for a moment, trying to imagine how Jaina would handle a problem such as Dala.
She arranged for the Jedi to loan you a Stealth X, didn't she?
Jagged nodded. She did.
And shadow bombs? Tahiri asked.
An entire rack, Ashik replied.
I see,
Tahiri said. She took a deep breath, trying to decide how she felt about what Jagged was asking her to do, then finally shook her head.
I'm sorry, Head of State Fel. Attacking the Chimera during the battle would have been one thing, but now that you and Dala have agreed to a truce, I'd be committing the same crime I'm accused of in Admiral—
It's not Dala, Jagged interrupted. It's nothing that easy. Tahiri frowned.
Then I don't understand, she said. If you're not sending me after Dala, then who are you trying to trap?
Jagged pointed to the holographic riot still raging above the transceiver pad.
The one who's behind that, he said. I'm sending you after Abeloth.
Abeloth?
Rej gasped. He leaned closer to the holo, as though he actually expected to see her in the riot, then finally nodded.
Of course. She is on Dala's side.
I wouldn't assume that, Jagged said. But she's certainly not on ours.
That does seem doubtful from what you have told me of her.
Rej turned to Tahiri.
And you can find this Abeloth?
Tahiri remained quiet, mentally sorting through all the Imperial intelligence reports she had been reading lately, then realized she had a decent idea of where to start looking.
Didn't I see something about a certain Mandalorian who was seen on Hagamore 3?
She asked. Rej frowned at Jagged.
That communique was utmost secret, he said. Am I to assume that you are now in the habit of granting unvetted security clearances to prisoners?
Jagged shrugged.
Tahiri was a Jedi Admiral. Who's to say how she knows what she knows?
Rej's eyes smoldered, and he turned back to Tahiri.
I don't suppose you'd care to enlighten us.
The thing is, Boba Fett is the one who broke Dala out of the Galactic Alliance's detention center,
Tahiri said, dodging Rej's question.
So if Abeloth is working with Dala...
Irritated though he was, Rej was quick to see the connection.
Then Abeloth might be on Hagamore 3 with Fett, he said. Though I should mention that the Mandalorian's identity wasn't established. We don't know for certain that it was Fett.
But Hagamore 3 is part of the Gatels holdings, correct?
Jagged asked.
It's a moon orbiting Anti-Meridius?
Rej nodded.
It is.
And that would be the same moon where the nanovirus scientists have gone into hiding?
Jagged asked.
The ones who developed the strain that targeted the Hapen Chumda?
Tahiri had not seen that detail in the reports.
That's what II reports,
Rej said, using the common acronym for Imperial Intelligence.
And everything certainly points in that direction, but the reports haven't been confirmed.
Of course not, Jagged said. Otherwise those scientists would all be under arrest.
He turned to Tahiri.
These would be the same scientists who developed the nanovirus strain that Admiral Atoka released into Mandalore's atmosphere.
Then I think we know the identity of the Mandalorian on Hagamore 3,
Tahiri said.
And if that's where Boba Fett is, it's as good a place as any to start looking. If I can pick up his trail, maybe I'll be able to trace it, or him, back to Abeloth's hiding place.
Then you'll be going to Hagamore 3?
Rej asked.
To find Boba Fett, so you can use him to find Abeloth?
His expression was equal parts disbelief and respect. Tahiri nodded.
So it seems, she said, if you'll return my lightsaber.
Of course, prisoner Vela,
Rej said. For the first time since Tahiri had met him, he gave her a broad smile.
Quite honestly, I can say that returning your lightsaber will be my great pleasure.
Thanks, I think,
Tahiri said. She turned to Jagged.
And assuming I find her?
I don't care about Fett one way or another. But do whatever it takes to stop Abeloth,
Jagged said.
I'll assign you a frigate with my full authorization to use it however you must.
Tahiri cocked her brow.
As in vapor?
Back to her atoms, Jag said. All I ask is that you do what you can to limit collateral loss of life.
Of course, Tahiri replied. And thank you for trusting me with something like that.
We all want Abeloth destroyed, prisoner Vela. And if you succeed, you'll have a pardon for any and all crimes against the Empire.
Jagged turned to look at Rej.
Is that acceptable, Admiral Rej?
Rej's brow rose in surprise.
I'm grateful that you would ask, Head of State.
He fell silent and regarded Tahiri for a moment, then finally said,
Fett and Abeloth? If she survives that, I'd sign the pardon myself.
Jagged smiled.
Thank you, Admiral, he said. And if you should happen to become the next head of state, I'll expect you to honor your word.
Regis' smirk turned worried.
Sir?
My trap, Jagged said.
Prisoner Vela hasn't explained your part in it yet. Reg looked back to Tahiri, who quickly looked back to Jagged.
You want me to explain this?
She asked.
You're sure?
Who better?
Jagged turned to D'Jor.
Unless you would care to enlighten the Admiral Commodore.
D'Jor frowned, then said,
I'd be happy to, Head of State, if I had the slightest idea what you're thinking.
Jagged shook his head in mock disappointment.
This is going to be harder than I thought. Imperials clearly have no idea how democracy works.
He flicked a hand toward Tahiri.
I'm afraid you'll have to do it, Prisoner Vela.
Very well, Head of State.
Tahiri faced Rej and returned the cruel smile he had given her earlier.
Admiral Rej, you're going to be what's known as a spoiler.
Rej frowned.
A spoiler?
He looked at Jagged.
What am I to spoil?
Dala's chances of winning the election, of course,
Jagged explained.
You're about to become the third candidate in the race to become the Imperial Head of State.
D'Jor's eyes lit with comprehension.
Of course. An admiral against an admiral, she said. You intend to split the military vote.
Very good, Jagged said. We might make a political advisor of you yet.
Rej scowled, looking none too happy about the prospect of running against his superior officer.
I'm sorry, Head of State. Are you ordering me to enter the election against you?
Jagged turned and leaned away from the admiral.
Do I need to?
No,
Rej replied, looking more confused than ever.
I'm happy to serve the Empire in any way I can, sir.
Good.
Jagged smiled and stood, then clapped a hand on Reg's shoulder.
You have no idea how happy I am to hear you say that, Admiral.